WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HK. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First on that list is Mr. Fred, W4FCM. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville also. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home down in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Leroy, KA5WLL, out of Taylor's. Next is Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Refresh there to make sure I got everybody, and there was nobody new. So that concludes our pre-net check-ins, and now we've got an Echo Link station waiting, so we'll jump over and give them priority. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Please log in. Kilo, this is Greg, and Brunswick, Georgia, negative and negative. 73 to all.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, Greg, you were in and out of the Echo Link there, so I believe it's Kilo Oscar 4WTQ. Is that correct?
Yes.
Roger that. Thank you, Greg, for coming in here and checking in with us tonight, and I appreciate you taking the time to come back and verify that with me. And with that, we've got another Echo Link station waiting, so we'll try again. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, down there in Berea. Jim, good to hear you. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll stop right here and we'll pause and see if we got any new amateur operators. Any new amateur operators, if you've never checked into a net before, just throw your call sign out and I'll take care of the rest of it. If you're nervous, we'd like to just give you a chance to come in here. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we don't have any for tonight. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. In Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative, 70.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
this fine group to start us off there. That's Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They make their home down there in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they bring in their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Wareshoals. And, Rick, thank you for stopping by and checking the family in. I do appreciate you being loyal to the net. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW. And he makes his home down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in and all you do for helping us keep this net going. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Please check in and out. Whiskey 0, Alpha India Lima. That's W0AIL. This is Sean in West Union, Oconee County. Thanks for calling the net.
Come back with your call sign, please, sir.
Sir, that's W0AIL. Whiskey 0, Alpha India Lima. QSL.
Whiskey 0, Alpha India Lima.
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. I got to get you put in my system right quick. First time you've checked in with me. How about that, Paul? KO4HKX here in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home down there in Easley. And, Gary, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by. And please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello. Then we'd like to welcome W0AIL, Whiskey 0 Alpha India Lima. That's Sean. And Sean, good to hear you tonight. And I got to get you all straightened out in the computer there and taken care of. And is that a vanity call you just gotten?
That's correct. It is a vanity call. Many. I like the way it sounded, so I went ahead and picked it.
Because it was coming up with somebody else's name, so that's why I was asking that question. For stopping by and checking in here with me. And with that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November. As Bill, as KB2GUN, Bill over in Mills River. And I'll probably come back around. I'll probably stick around.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. He makes his home over there in Mills River, up there in Mills River for me. Bill, good to hear you tonight. And I do have you down for comments if you're around when I get through all the roll call. I'll be back around to you shortly. Do appreciate you coming in here, though. With that, we're going to move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX. That is a lonely group tonight. I guess I'm the only one. Know what's happened to that group this week, but haven't been many checking in it. Hopefully Harry will be back around here, and he's just taking him some time off. With that, we'll move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I hope you and Miss Elise are doing well and your family, and hope everybody on the net's doing well. I'll go ahead and say Merry Christmas to everybody. I know I'll be talking to you before then, but Merry Christmas. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, Patrick W. 4 HKX,
the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4, JFO. He makes his home down there at Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. And enjoy that last week of school before the vacation. Hopefully everybody's attention is still where it needs to be. He makes his home over in Fletcher, and Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week, and I got a quick question for you. Did you get me checked into your net there earlier tonight?
Oh, you must have been in one, but I'll get you on the log right now, Patrick, 74. Oh, wait.
That, I didn't know. I didn't hear you come back to me or announce it, so I must have been a perfect double with somebody. But appreciate you calling that net over there on the 146640 machine at 8 o'clock on Sunday night with a tone of 91.5. And I know Sid would welcome everybody over there, and you will enjoy the net. But, Sid, thank you, sir. And, again, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. With that, we will try again. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX.
This is
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Tumor Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and he makes his home over there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the family have a wonderful week this week. And if I do not talk to you again, you have a Merry Christmas, but I should talk to you at least one more time. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in here. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Don't know where everybody's at tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, he makes his home down there in Liberty, and Chris, I don't know where everybody's at either, but I guess they're Christmas partying or family get-together, so hopefully that's what's going on anyway. But I do appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. And with that, we're going to pause right here. We've got an Echo Link station up. So Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net. Negative, negative.
Blue Ridge Tumor Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for taking the time to come by here. I do appreciate each and every one of you. With that, we will try again. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Recheck, Patrick.
Stephen.
Patrick, I mentioned this to Gary the other night, but our ham fest in January is right around the corner, and I'm looking forward if you're able to make it, I'm looking forward to being able to meet you in person.
Well, Stephen, I am making plans to attend, so that's all I can tell you at this point. You know how plans are. So looking forward to shaking your hand and meeting you, too. So hopefully nothing changes between now and then.
Copy that, Patrick. We'll be looking forward to it.
All right, Stephen. You just come back in here, and when it gets a little closer, remind us of when it is and where it is and all the information. If I don't ask you for it, Don't hesitate to give it to me. But I'd wait till it gets just a little bit closer. That way people can start making plans. So, but Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and appreciate you coming by here and checking in with me. With that, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX.
Hey there, Patrick. Please check in W4ZBH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. I dozed off as usual here. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
X. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4WLB. This is Roger in Traverse Rest. And I will be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, a WB4ZPH. David, thank you, sir, for stopping by, and he makes his home down there in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to 0TR, and he makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, if you were asleep, that means Miss Bernice was getting some peace and quiet, so that's probably a good thing, and I know she appreciates that. But I do appreciate you coming by and checking in here with me. So, glad to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he makes his home down there in Southern Greenville County, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, to be determined. And, Tommy, thank you for coming by and checking you and Miss Angela in. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, KQ4WLB, and he makes his home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Roger, thank you also for stopping by. I do appreciate each and every one of you checking in with me. So don't take it lightly that that you check in with me. Next, we'd like to try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call
KO4HKX. In November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
KQ4WRV, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Romeo Victor. This is Dan in Greenville. Checking in.
KO4HKX. Call right. This is let me check in a minute. I got a cough. I'm sorry.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Romeo Victor, Dan in Greenville.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4WRV. That's Dan. Is that correct?
That's KQ4WRV. This is Dan in Greenville.
4HKX. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. I think I'm recovered now. this is Gene in Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
Dean, can you give me your call one more time? I was trying to straighten out Dan's there right quick. That's the first time he had checked in with me.
Oh, Roger. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Over.
That. Okay. We'd like to welcome KQ4WRV. That is Dan down there in Greenville. And Dan, good to hear you tonight. And sir, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. That's the first time you checked in with me, so it took me just a little bit longer to get you put in a computer. But I do appreciate that. And We are here every night at 9 o'clock, and we'd love to have you check in as often as you can. We have a different net controller pretty much every night of the week. You will hear some repeats in there from time to time where we're covering for one another, but we'd love to have you check in. Then we'd like to welcome our friend Jamie, N4VUT, and he makes his home down there in Taylor's. Jamie, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the family have a wonderful week. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, and he makes his home down there in Taylor's. And Gene, I got the letters right, but I had the wrong combination for some reason. I just could not get them in the right order. So do appreciate you coming back by here and being patient with me. All right. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and my wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. We are in Easley, and I'll try to be here some rag to you, Patrick. And check in my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Charlie, in Goose Creek. And I hope you and everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4HKX. Patrick and Elise and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, also check in KQ4WJT, Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango, Seth, and we're both in Cleveland, no traffic, no table tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
We'll pause right here for just a minute. And Larry, I got you down for comments, but I missed your wife's call sign, so fill me in on that here when I get everybody recognized right quick. If you would, please, sir. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ, and he makes his home down there in Taylor's. Next, we'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. He makes his home down there in Easley. And he brings in his brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC, that's Randall up in Asheville, and Charles, KF4GGF in Easley, and thank you for that, and I'll be right back around to you, Larry. Next, we'd like to welcome my friend Shane, N4ZLK, and he brings his son along by relay there, KQ4WJT, and to make their home down, or they're down there in Cleveland tonight. That's where Shane's at, and I'm assuming they're together. So do appreciate you doing that, Shane, and checking in with me tonight. And hope you have a good evening there and spend some time with the family. And, Larry, can you come back to me with the Mrs. Call sign, please, sir?
Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS, KC4SKD. Back to net control.
I appreciate you doing that, Larry. We'd like to welcome Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and she's down there in Easley also. And, Larry, I'll be back around to you shortly. I've got one in front of you for RACU, so give me just a few minutes there. All right, with that, we're going to try again Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. And Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey X-ray. This is Corey in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a blessed evening.
Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Markets in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Check in KK4. HXB Earl and Travis is going to be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. And Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey X-ray. This is Corey in Greer, then I'll be negative and negative. Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a blessed evening.
Pause right there for just a minute. Corey, I got you on the double, and I know Larry's there, so I got his call sign and Miss Donna's. Do appreciate that, though. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Corey, KQ4MWX, and he makes his home down there in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer, and Larry, thank you for stopping by tonight and checking you and Miss Donna in. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Earl, KK4HXB, and he makes his home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Earl, thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that also. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, I've got a correction for you. So Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey X-Ray, it's Corey. I think you had my call sign in with a wrong letter there, but it's Kilo, Oscar, 4, Mike, Whiskey, X-Ray. How copy?
I got a good copy. I don't know what I said, but I got you down as Kilo, Oscar, 4, Mike, Whiskey, X-Ray.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You too, Corey, and thank you for making sure I got you incorrect. I do appreciate that. I want to make sure I get everybody recognized correctly, even if my dyslexia kicks in and I get things jumbled up. I do appreciate you coming back and correcting me. And the patience, too. So with that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, KB2GUN. Bill, please call KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick, KB2GUN. Hope things are going well over there. Not too long getting back in from Roanoke, Virginia. Took me a little trip this weekend, and just getting back. But other than that, I'm getting ready to go back into the hospital again, actually the day after Christmas, and have my back redone again. One of the spaces has popped out of place.
Hate to hear that. I know how much trouble it was for you the first time, so I hate to hear you're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, so, but this time I'll have some help here at my house helping me out, you know, through my recovery and everything. But, well, like I said, I did a nice little drive and took me a vacation. I guess now, since I'm pretty much, I guess, single now, I can jump up and take me a trip whenever I probably want to.
Well, that is one benefit of it. You can come and go without having to worry about it somebody else. But hate that you're having to go through that. And glad you're going to have some help there with the back surgery this time.
Oh, yeah, but other than that, my little Honda Civic, I'm ready to, actually, I got my bracket laying here on my desk in front of me, so probably one day this week, I will probably stick my screwdriver in 10 on it and see how things work out with it, along with putting the Yaesu 891, which is HF only, so I'm putting that into the car and have the... More likely had the body sitting in the trunk and the head up the front with all the controls up in the front with me. But I was looking forward to putting that in before I left this weekend, but things didn't work out that way. So hopefully I get it in. But when you get a chance, give me a call and maybe we can do some testing and see how things go.
I know I got your phone number wrote down here somewhere, but I got to find it again, so I'll have to look it up.
Well, if you want to, I can go and give it to you right now.
Okay, with that.
That's 704-934-1950. That's 704-934-1950.
704-934-1950.
Yes, you heard it correctly. But other than that, I'm not gonna stick in too long. I'm my friend from Roanoke, Virginia. She has sent some stuff home, and she's also moving in with me. So she sent some stuff up here. So I'm going to attempt to. I just emptied the car out. So. While you doing the check in, so I think I'm going to set things down here and go in here and commence to putting some stuff away. If not, then she'll be coming here and helping me out with it. But other than that, tell the family I say hello from this side, and like I said, look forward to seeing you real soon. I think I did miss you last Saturday at the breakfast.
I think the breakfast is this coming Saturday, is it not?
I believe it is, yeah. I don't have a calendar sitting there in front of me, but I believe, matter of fact, it's this Saturday coming up. Hopefully I can get away this Saturday and don't forget, and I got to go back into my phone and reset some clocks and some alarms in my phone, and my phone went crazy and knocked everything out and even knocked some phone numbers out, so I'm hoping that some of the phone's numbers have gone back into my phone, but I had ringtones that was knocked out, and so I lost all the ringtones, so I got to go back, find a site again, and put some ringtones back in. But other than that, you have a great one, and have a great week, and like I said, look forward to hearing from you real soon. KB2, to you and clear, 73.
Well, good to talk to you this evening, and hate you're having to go back in for back surgery, but glad you're going to have you some help this time, and look forward to talking to you on down the log, and I will give you a call. Try to one day this week. Here is kind of getting kind of busy toward Christmas, so do appreciate that coming in here tonight, though. Pause here and see if we got any new check-ins. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Again. KF4NXY David and my wife Marie AF4SX. We're in southern Greenville County down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
I'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie AF4SX, and they make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking you and Miss Marie in. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to our next rag chew, and that is Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX on the net. This is KC4SKD. Didn't get to do too much today with the weather being cold and rainy like it is. I don't think it got above 43 here, so it was a little miserable. But maybe I can get some more done tomorrow. I'm actually off tomorrow. We've got to take our vacation time while we lose it, and I've got a small list of things to do tomorrow. But it's good that my truck is running better now. I do need to replace that mass airflow sensor. It is not reading correctly, but it is working good enough to make the check engine light go off. And that's what really thrilled me yesterday is when I went for a test drive. I never reset the computer. I just left it alone, and within about a third of a mile, the check engine light went off by itself. So I thought that was great.
That is a good thing, and I kind of suspected that when we talked, But like I said, I didn't want to say something and then you run out and buy it and then it wasn't it until I could look at it. That's generally a problem with a system like that where it's using one O2 sensor and you've got, or the mass airflow is generally going to be the problem. I know if you go to some one of these auto parts stores or something like that or get on the internet, a lot of times it tells you if you got one of those codes to automatically put an O2 sensor in it or the airflow ratio meter for Toyota. But 9 times out of 10, that's not the problem.
I placed both sensors. I don't remember if I told you or not, but they were overdue, way overdue to be replaced anyway as far as the maintenance and the mileage. And that's what I had been doing, just running them until one of them shows up bad and then replacing it instead of doing it like I should.
There is one of the only ones that has a maintenance for that. Generally, you just leave those in there until they cause a problem. But like I said, Toyota does things a little bit different on those. So, yeah, it is what it is, right?
But the interesting thing is, though, the truck is a regularly scheduled maintenance item. But the other two, I have to go back and look and refresh my memory, but the Rev and the 4Runner, I don't believe I have to replace those at regularly scheduled intervals. But I'll have to go back and check and see.
KO4H gets some Blues 2 meter net. Well, I can't tell you for sure. I am not a Toyota mechanic. I have worked on a few of them in my day, and I do know basically how the systems work. But I can't tell you the exact ins and outs of the maintenance schedule and how everything works without looking it up.
I got to refer to that every once in a while, too. Usually on a nice, pretty Saturday, that's one of the things I'll do is just go look at all three of them and see what needs what. But anyway, another thing's going on. I'm supposed to go tomorrow to pick up a clock. Part of Rhonda's Christmas is we've got this old mantle clock. It's been sitting there, oh, I don't know how long, ever since she and I have been married, but it was there way long before then. I took it to a place to get it clean and adjusted, and the guy said it's in good shape. It just needed cleaning and adjusted. So that's part of her Christmas. I got to go pick that up and bring that back here. And then other things, I got a storm door lock that needs to be fixed, and you know, just a variety of things to do while I'm off tomorrow.
You got a busy day tomorrow, so I hope you can get it all done.
On it at least, and got a little bit more Christmas shopping to do. We just about finished with that. Just got a couple more gifts to pick up. And the neighbor's little boys, I bought them a little set of remote control cars, two cars and two controllers. And one is 4 years old and the other one's 8, so I figure they have a blast with that. But anyway, sound like you got a good net going, Patrick. I'll let you get back to it. And hope you have a good rest of your day. KO4HKX, KC4SKD.
Glad the truck's working out for you. Got that figured out. And now you can get some peace of mind about it. But thanks for coming by and rag-tuning with me for a few minutes and hanging out. Net started off real slow, so I was kind of nervous about the numbers, but actually got a little more than what normally been getting lately, so that's a good thing. But I do appreciate you hanging around with me. So with that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
KO4HKX. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey X-Ray. Corey, just a quick addition to y'all's conversation, just a comment or two. Back online there with you for a few minutes and heard y'all talking about Toyotas and different issues.
reason I'm a bit of a Toyota bigot, have had Forerunners for a while, and my son's pretty handy. He does a lot of my work for me. He actually worked at a place that restores classic Land Cruisers a number of years ago, so he's kind of into that thing more so than me. But I did want to share, I just happened to run across something on YouTube in the last week. There's a video out there that a guy spent about 30 or 45 minutes. He went through basically a two-minute overview of every sensor on your vehicle. And not Toyota specific, but not sure who that was a bit ago, but he may want to check that out. It was a review of every sensor on your vehicle.
Larry got his figured out. I talked to him on the phone and was going to go by tomorrow and try to help him out. But in talking to him, I guess he figured it out. Like I said, I just don't like to throw things out there because I don't want people spending money they don't have to. I try not to give advice over the phone or over the radio about what I think it is. I'll give you the information, but I try not to say, oh yeah, it's this part or that part. And yeah, with those videos like that, you got to be careful with some of those, because a lot of manufacturers will have sensors that a lot of them don't have, or they'll use them in a different way.
Totally understand what you're saying. I'm I know enough to be dangerous, but I just thought it was an interesting video. If you don't know anything about what these various sensors do, it kind of told you roughly where they are on your vehicle and what they do. Wasn't necessarily about troubleshooting them, but it was just kind of an intro, high level of all the things going on in your engine compartment and coordinated with your computer.
And it's probably just the sensors that are on the generic side of the OBD2 that everybody has to have access to by federal mandate. But when you get into the dealer specific stuff is where you get into a lot of headache. O2 sensors, mass airflow sensors, ECTs, intake air temp, let's see, ICP pressure, IPR, MAP, MAP sensor, boost sensors. I could go on for days on different sensors on cars. I spent 20 years as a Ford and GM mechanic, so in a previous life.
I'm still listening. So hitting on a bunch of them he talked about. So as soon as you started rattling those off, I was going to ask you what you did for a living, but it sounds like you've been there, done that.
Larry, I got you still listening there. And if Corey wants to give you that video where you can go watch it, I'll pause right here and let him do that for you.
Larry, I'm sorry I don't have the exact name of the video. Sensor on your car in 45 minutes, something to that effect.
For a little bit, but I can write that down now. Every sensor on your car explained. Yeah. Appreciate that info, KC4SKD.
And with that, I'm going to sign off for the evening. I appreciate you, Patrick, and everything you do. Have a blessed evening. KO4MWX clear.
Appreciate you coming back in here and rag chewing with me for a few minutes. And I don't advertise what I did for a living, because I got out of it for a reason, and most of it was because of the internet and the people that it brings around. You got a lot of false information on those videos.
SKD's still here, and I understand what you're saying, Patrick. You have to watch those things and know a little bit about vehicles and how to read manuals and service manuals and stuff to do any good with it. But in this event, I'm well pleased how it's working out so far, but I know the airflow sensor is not reading correctly. At full throttle, it's supposed to read close to 100%, and it's not getting above 80%. so that tells me it's degraded, in which they said that that can't happen. And anyway, for what it's worth, I'll let you get back to the net, KC4SKD.
Roger that, Larry. And I'm not wanting to deter anybody from using that information. I'm just trying to make everybody aware that you need to be really careful because I have seen and dealt with a lot of incorrect information. And it's caused people to spend a lot of money that they did not have to spend over the years. And we'll leave it there. And I do appreciate both of you coming in here. I enjoy talking about this. So did not for a while. Couldn't stand the sight of a car under the hood. So that's the reason I got into selling tools instead of having to turn them for a living.
I'm getting aggravating. I used to go to church with somebody that worked at a dealership. And I don't know how long he was a mechanic, but now he will not touch a car. He will not do an oil change. I said, you're kidding. I said, after all that you did, he said, nope, won't touch him. KC4SKD.
HKX and Blue Ridge Team Internet, it will definitely ruin something you enjoy for you. I know it did for me, and it sounds like it did for this gentleman, too. And it does for a lot of mechanics. If they've been in any length of time, they really, really just don't care for it anymore because of the complexity of the car. The customers are never happy. The business is never happy. The manufacturer's never happy. The parts are junk anymore. And so everybody's thinking we're out there trying to rob them blind. And not that that doesn't happen, but there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to make an honest living and help people that get abused daily because of that.
I had something else I was going to say. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. I don't remember if you listened much when I was working back on the RAB earlier in the year. But I was telling Gary, when I was talking to him a good bit about it, every part that I took off, every cable, every hose, every wire was all inspected. Everything was repaired. The wiring harness was fixed back, checked out. And I was very careful. I cleaned and painted what I could within reason, and all within the hopes that it will help the thing last a lot longer. Because I don't mind working on stuff as long as things are going well. But when you break a bolt off in the block and things going really bad, that's when I start losing it. KC4SKD.
Larry, and then I'm going to have to pause here because we got another EchoLink station. The old saying as a mechanic is you are one twist of the wrist away from a bad day. you can figure out what that is.
So with you, Patrick. KC4SKD clear.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And we're going to pause right here. We got an EchoLink station up, so we're going to allow them the opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. He didn't want to check in, so have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Station is back. So we'll pause again. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, Net Control, KQ4YYD, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Delta from Sumter, South Carolina.
And is the name on that?
Name is Rafe. I spell Romeo Alpha Foxtrot Echo.
Roger that, Rafe. We'd like to welcome KQ4YYD, that's Rafe, down in Sumter, South Carolina. And Rafe, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming back in here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. Hope I didn't keep you waiting too long there.
Not at all.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you, sir, for checking in with me here. With that, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, assume we got everybody for tonight. And I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. Same time, same place. And I know he would love to have you check in with him and get you, give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And with that, I will be back shortly with my net report. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.